The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. I'm Kurt Benrud with the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally and movies that are available locally with audio description. As always, we'll begin with a quick overview and then circle back around to provide some more details on the most immediate offerings. For starters, plays, well, there are not many. We simply have Annie at North Carolina Theater, produced in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. That's the extent of live theater with audio description on the horizon. But don't change your phone number. We'll have more when the next season comes up. We also have some movies, outdoor movies, at the North Carolina Museum of Art, the summer movies show. We've got, for starters, First Man. This is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing at North Carolina Museum of Art on July 20th at 9 p.m. It's a 2018 movie directed by Damien Chazelle. It's written by Josh Singer, runs 141 minutes, rated PG-13. Discover the truth behind the headlines in this biopic depicting the career of Neil Armstrong from Project Gemini to the historic Apollo 11 moon landing. Armstrong suffered hardship and tragedy before his triumphant giant leap for mankind took him into legend. Variety says, after seeing First Man, it's doubtful you'll think about spaceflight or Armstrong's historic walk in quite the same way. Next, we have The Dude Abides Movie Party plus The Big Lebowski at North Carolina Museum of Art on August 10th. The pre-movie party is 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. The movie is at 9 p.m. We have a quote here. Careful, man, there's a beverage here. The celebration is back with costume contest, trivia, nihilists, and the Folgers can. Activities from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Movie begins at 9. Bring a picnic or purchase food from food trucks, weather permitting. The Big Lebowski was produced in 1998, directed by Joel Cohn, written by Ethan and Joel Cohn, runs 117 minutes, and it's rated R. The dude still abides in this cult favorite from the Coen brothers. Jeffrey Lebowski, played by Jeff Bridges, is assaulted at home by home invaders who have mistaken his identity. The crime draws Lebowski out of his social circle of eccentrics into an escalating series of bizarre events. Put on your bathrobe, pour yourself a right Russian, and don't forget to bring a rug. It really brings the room together. So now, commercial movies. We have the following theaters offering movies with audio description. These are all Regal theaters. There's the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh. The Briar Creek Stadium 14, 8611 Briar Creek Parkway, also in Raleigh. In Chapel Hill is the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive. In Cary, the Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue. In Apex, the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And in Garner, the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East. Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about showtimes for the movies in their theaters, and it's just a matter of dialing the number and following the prompts. and you very soon will have the necessary information for attending a movie with audio description. Their number is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. And you simply follow the menu prompts, and very soon you'll have the necessary information for attending a movie. So let's go ahead and take a look at what we've got going on with upcoming movies with audio description. New this week, we have an R-rated movie called Anna, and it plays at all of these theaters except the Timberline. So that's the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, North Hills and Briar Creek, both in Raleigh, and the White Oak in Garner. We also have Child's Play, another R-rated movie, playing everywhere except the Timberline. Toy Story 4 is rated G. It is playing at all of these theaters. And those are the new ones. Now, from ones that are holdovers, we've got Aladdin, rated PG, playing at all of the theaters. Dark Phoenix, playing rated PG-13, plays everywhere except the Timberline. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, PG-13, playing everywhere except the Timberline. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum, plays at the Crossroads, at Beaver Creek, and at the White Oak. So that's in Cary, Apex, and Garner. Late Night, rated R, plays everywhere except the Timberline. Ma, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, the North Hills, and Briar Creek in Raleigh. Men in Black International, PG-13, plays at all of those theaters. Pokemon Detective Pikachu, rated PG, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. Rocket Man, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, North Hills in Raleigh, and the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Shaft, rated R, plays at all of these theaters. The Avengers Endgame, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, Beaver Creek in Apex, and North Hills in Raleigh. The Dead Don't Die is rated R. It plays at the Crossroads in Cary. The Secret Life of Pets 2, rated PG, plays at all of those theaters. Let me endorse that. I have attended that. It's a good movie. And The Tomorrow Man, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads in Cary. So that's the information on where you can go to attend what. Now let's go ahead and take a closer look at just what these movies are all about. So for the new ones coming out, we have Anna. It's rated R for strong violence, some sexual content and language. It runs 1 hour and 58 minutes. A woman unleashes her strength and skill to become one of the most feared assassins on the planet. The cast includes Helen Mirren, Cillian Murphy, Luke Evans, Sasha Luss, Adrian Kahn, Avant Strangel, Christoph Teck, Eric Godin, Eric Lampert, Jan Oliver Schroeder, Pauline Horau, Reginald Kudiwu, Rupert Wynne James, and William Sorrentino. This is directed by Luke Besson, and this is an action suspense thriller and an adventure, once again rated R. Child's Play is rated R for language throughout and bloody horror violence. It runs 1 hour and 30 minutes. This is a contemporary reimagining of the 1988 horror classic. Child's Play follows Karen, played by Aubrey Plaza, a single mother who gifts her son Andy, played by Gabriel Bateman, a buddy doll, that's B-U-D-D-I, unaware of its more sinister nature. The cast includes Mark Hamill, Aubrey Plaza, Brian Tyree Henry, David Lewis, and Gabriel Bateman. This is directed by Lars Klevberg, and the genre is horror. Toy Story 4 is rated G. It runs 1 hour and 40 minutes. Woody, played by Tom Hanks, and Buzz Lightyear, voiced by Tim Allen, and the rest of the gang embark on a road trip with Bonnie and a new toy named Forky. The adventurous journey turns into an unexpected reunion as Woody's slight detour leads him to his long-lost friend Bo Peep, voiced by Annie Potts. As Woody and Bo discuss the old days, they soon start to realize that they're worlds apart when it comes to what they want from life as a toy. This genre is animated, a family movie. The cast includes Tom Hanks, Jordan Peele, Keanu Reeves, Bonnie Hunt, Patricia Arquette, John Cusack, Keenan Michael Key, Tim Allen, Wallace Shawn, Annie Potts, Tony Hale, John Ratzenberger, Laurie Metcalf, Timothy Dalton, Kristen Schaal, Blake Clark, Don Rickles, Estelle Harris, Jeff Garlin, and Jeff Pigeon. And this is directed by John Cooley, and this is a comedy action adventure, and of course it is animated. Movies held over from previous weeks, we have Aladdin, rated PG, runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. Aladdin is the exciting tale of the charming street rat Aladdin, the courageous and self-determined princess Jasmine, and the genie who may be the key to their future. The cast includes Will Smith, Naomi Scott, Mena Massoud, Marwan Kazari, Numan Akar, David Negabon, Billy Magnuson, and Nassim Pedrad. This is directed by Guy Ritchie. It is an action-adventure musical. Dark Phoenix is rated PG-13 for brief, strong language, action, disturbing images, intense sci-fi violence, and some gunplay. It runs 1 hour and 53 minutes. This is the story of one of the X-Men's most beloved characters, Jean Grey, as she evolves into the iconic Dark Phoenix. During a life-threatening rescue mission in space, Jean is hit by a cosmic force that transforms her into one of the most powerful mutants of all. Wrestling with this increasingly unstable power, as well as her own personal demons, Jean spirals out of control, tearing the X-Men family apart and threatening to destroy the very fabric of our planet. The film is the most intense and emotional X-Men movie ever made. It is the culmination of 20 years of X-Men movies, as the family of mutants that we've come to know and love must face their most devastating enemy yet, one of their own. The cast includes Jessica Chastain, Nicholas Hoult, Jennifer Lawrence, Michael Fassbender, James McAvoy, Cody Smit-McPhee, Ty Sheridan, Alexandra Shipp, Sophie Turner, and Evan Peters. It's directed by Simon Kinberg. This is a sci-fi fantasy action adventure. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, 2019. This is rated PG-13 for sequences of monster action and destruction, along with some language. Running time is 2 hours and 12 minutes. The news story follows the heroic efforts of the Cryptozoological Agency, Monarch, as its members face off against a battery of God-sized monsters, including the mighty Godzilla, who collides with Mothra Rodan and his ultimate nemesis, the three-headed king Ghidoran. When these ancient super species, thought to be mere myths, rise again, they all vie for supremacy, leaving humanity's very existence hanging in the balance. The cast includes Sally Hawkins, Vera Farmiga, Ken Watanabe, Anthony Ramos, Charles Dance, Thomas Middleditch, Millie Bobby Brown, O'Shea Jackson Jr., Kyle Chandler, David Strathairn, Bradley Whitford, O'Shea Jackson Jr., C.H.H. Pounder, and Zivi Zhang. Director is Michael Dougherty, and this is a sci-fi fantasy action adventure. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum, is rated R for some language and pervasive strong violence. It runs 2 hours and 10 minutes. Super assassin John Wick, played by Keanu Reeves, is on the run after killing a member of the International Assassins Guild, and with a $14 million price tag on his head, he is the target of hitmen and hit women everywhere. Cast includes Keanu Reeves, Angelica Houston, Ian McShane, Jason Mantzoukas, Lawrence Fishburne, Lance Reddick, Halle Berry, and the director is Chad Stahelski. This is an action-adventure suspense thriller. Late Night is rated R for language throughout and some sexual references. Running time is 1 hour and 42 minutes. A late-night talk show host, played by Emma Thompson, finds her world turned upside down when she hires her first and only female staff writer, played by Mindy Kaling. Originally intended to smooth over diversity concerns, her decision brings about unexpectedly hilarious consequences as the two women, who are separated by culture and generation, become united by their love for a biting punchline. The cast includes Ike Barinholtz, John Lithgow, Emma Thompson, Mindy Kaling, Amy Ryan, Dennis O'Hare, Hugh Dancy, John Early, Max Casella, Paul Walter Hauser, and Reed Smith. This is directed by Nisha Ganatra, and this is a comedy drama. Ma, rated R for sexual content, language throughout, teen drug and alcohol use, and violent/disturbing material. It runs 1 hour and 39 minutes. Sue Ann, played by Octavia Spencer, is a loner who keeps to herself in her quiet Ohio town. One day she is asked by Maggie, a new teenager in town, to buy some booze for her and her friends, and Sue Ann sees the chance to make some unsuspecting, if younger, friends of her own. She offers the kids the chance to avoid drinking and driving by hanging out in the basement of her home. But there are some house rules. One of the kids has to stay sober, don't curse, never go upstairs, and call her Ma. But as Ma's hospitality starts to curdle into obsession, what began as a teenage dream turns into a terrorizing nightmare, and Ma's place goes from the best place in town to the worst place on earth. The cast includes Juliette Lewis, Allison Janney, Octavia Spencer, Luke Evans, Missy Pyle, Diana Silvers, Corey Fogelmanis, Dante Brown, Johnny Paolo, and McKaylee Miller. This is directed by Tate Taylor, and the genre is horror. Men in Black International is rated PG-13 for sci-fi action, some language, and suggestive material. It runs 1 hour and 55 minutes. Witnessing an alien encounter as a little girl and seeing her parents neuralized by two men in black, a young woman, Tessa Thompson, spends her entire life in search of the mysterious organization they belong to until she finally finds them. Making her way into their headquarters, she encounters Agent O, played by Emma Thompson, and makes her case to join the Men in Black. Due to her determination, she is made a probationary agent and given the code name Agent M. Assigned to the London branch to aid in an investigation, Agent M is partnered with the local hotshot Agent H, played by Chris Hemsworth. When it becomes apparent that there is a mole within the organization, it forces the two agents on the run, unsure of who they can trust. Now the two must work together to uncover the mole, tackle the new threat, and save their organization. This is based on the Malibu comic by Lowell Cunningham. The cast includes Rebecca Ferguson, Chris Hemsworth, Liam Neeson, Tessa Thompson, Kumail Nanjiani, Emma Thompson, Davina Sitaram, and Rafe Spall. It's directed by F. Gary Gray. This is a comedy, action, adventure, sci-fi fantasy movie. Pokemon Detective Pikachu is rated PG, runs 1 hour and 44 minutes. The story begins when Ace Detective Harry Goodman goes mysteriously missing, prompting his 21-year-old son, Tim, to find out what happened. Aiding in the investigation is Harry's former Pokemon partner, Detective Pikachu, a hilariously wisecracking, adorable super sleuth who is a puzzlement even to himself. Finding that they are uniquely equipped to communicate with one another, Tim and Pikachu join forces on a thrilling adventure to unravel the tangled mystery. Chasing clues together through the neon-lit streets of Rhyme City, a sprawling modern metropolis where humans and Pokemon live side by side in a hyper-realistic live-action world, they encounter a diverse cast of Pokemon characters and uncover a shocking plot that could destroy this peaceful coexistence and threaten the whole Pokemon universe. The cast includes Ryan Reynolds, Bill Nighy, Ken Watanabe, Susie Waterhouse, Catherine Newton, and Justice Smith. This movie's directed by Rob Letterman. It's an animation action-adventure. Rocket Man, rated R, runs 2 hours and 1 minute. Rocket Man is an epic musical fantasy about the incredible human story of Elton John's breakthrough years. The film follows the fantastical journey of transformation from shy piano prodigy, Reginald Dwight, into international superstar Elton John. This inspirational story, set to Elton John's most beloved songs and transformed by star Taron Egerton, tells the universally relatable story of how a small-town boy became one of the most iconic figures in pop culture. Rocket Man also stars Jamie Bell as Elton's longtime lyricist and writing partner, Bernie Taupin, Richard Madden as Elton's first manager, John Reed and Bryce Dallas Howard as Elton's mother, Sheila Fairbrother. The director is Dexter Fletcher, and this is a musical drama. Shaft, the 2019 remake, rated R for sexual content, pervasive language, brief nudity, some drug material, and violence. Runs 1 hour and 51 minutes. John Shaft, played by Jesse T. Usher, may be an FBI cybersecurity expert, but to uncover the truth behind his best friend's untimely death, he needs an education that only his dad can provide. Absent throughout his childhood, the legendary John Shaft, played by Samuel L. Jackson, agrees to help his son, John Shaft Jr., navigate the heroin-infested underbelly of Harlem, New York. Besides the locked and loaded, Shaft has his own score to settle, both professional and personal. The cast includes Method Man, Regina Hall, Samuel Jackson, Alexandra Shipp, Richard Roundtree, Jesse T. Usher, Luna Lauren Velez, and Matt Loria. It's directed by Tim Story, and this is an action-adventure movie. The Avengers Endgame is rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence, action, and some language. Runs 3 hours and 2 minutes. Adrift in space with no food or water, Tony Stark sends a message to Pepper Potts as his oxygen supply starts to dwindle. Meanwhile, the remaining Avengers, Thor, Black Widow, Captain America, and Bruce Banner, must figure out a way to bring back their vanquished allies for an epic showdown with Thanos, the evil demigod. It was Thanos who decimated the planet and the universe. This movie's directed by Anthony Russo and Joe Russo. It's a fantasy sci-fi action adventure. The Dead Don't Die is rated R for zombie violence, gore, and language. It runs 1 hour and 43 minutes. In the sleepy small town of Centerville, something is not quite right. The moon hangs large and low in the sky. The hours of daylight are becoming unpredictable, and animals are beginning to exhibit unusual behaviors. No one quite knows why. News reports are scary and scientists are concerned, but no one foresees the strangest and most dangerous repercussion that will soon start plaguing Centerville. The dead won't die. They rise from their graves and savagely attack and feast on the living, and the citizens of the town must battle for their survival. From actor-director Jim Jarmusch comes a star-studded horror comedy featuring an ensemble cast of Jarmusch regulars, Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Chloe Sevigny, Tilda Swinton, Iggy Pop, Steve Buscemi, and Tom Waits, and newcomers to the fold, Selena Gomez, Danny Glover, Caleb Landry Jones, and Carol Kane, in a raucous, rueful, and satirical glimpse at American habits and desires at the end of the world, a comically terrifying state of the nation, addressed in a true cinematic original. And this brings us to the end of our time for this week's episode of Movie and Theater Previews. I'm Kurt Benrood for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Hopefully you've enjoyed the information, and maybe we'll bump into each other in the theater or at the movies.